الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. We will start إن شاء الله with the first chapter. This is the class 101, Islam 101, and I'm going to start by what we should know about Islam. And when I say should know about Islam, that means Muslim and non-Muslim. So if you are asked by neighbor or whatever, or inshallah when you come to be qualified to make da'wah, so you will know what it means. What is the meaning of the word Islam? Islam is a name of one message, one single message, being sent by God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the mankind through all the messengers and the prophet, and the last of them is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from the beginning we need to get very important concept. Islam is not the religion that started by Muhammad. Islam is the religion that ended by Muhammad. That is very, very important concept. Remember it and don't ever forget it, especially if you are making a presentation about Islam and violence. Because if you are condemning Islam or Muhammad, you're going to have to, what Muhammad said is what the Messiah said, is what Musa said, is what Ibrahim said, is what Noah said. Either you condemn the whole message and the prophets, or you are not. You cannot take exclusives and bits and pieces. Okay, what is the content of this message? What is the message is all about? Or what is the component of this message? The message coming to call your attention to very important concept. That means for that universe, there is one Lord. He is the creator. He is the provider. He is the controller. And he's the one who give life and give death. That's the content of the message. And that Lord has no associate or partner. And nothing likened to him, and he does not look like any of his creatures. These are basic fundamentals. These are supposed to be with you like you're breathing. You should know about Islam. That Lord created what is called the natural law. The natural law is for the species to produce male and female. And the production of the male and female is another new generation to maintain the species. That's in the plant, or in the human being, or the animal, or birds, whatever. That law does not apply to God, because none liken to Him. We need to understand. The message of Islam, also we need to understand, it is not something to cover a spiritual need, but it is a complete way of life. It tells you, look at it this way. The message is the user guide that Allah sent it to you to tell you how to use the best way to use your life. You can buy any piece of machinery and you get in a box. What they have all in common? A user guide. What is the value of that user guide? Don't tell me how to operate a recorder. I know how to push play and how to push stop and forward and backward. Yes, maybe you can. But that does not mean you know how to get the best out of this machine. The user guide will take you step by step and allow you to get the best out of this machine. Use all the faculty of this machine, all the capabilities in this machine. And that's what the message of Islam is all about. Is for the human being, is a complete user guide. The purpose of that user guide is what? Is to tell the human being how to invest the gift of life and the element of life. The gift of life, we know it. But what are the elements of life? Do we know the elements of life? Okay, they are five. You have five elements of life. Number one, your mind. Number two, your body. Number three, your soul. Number four, the environment and the wealth that you have. And number five, the offspring, the new generation. Sit down, close your eyes for a second, and see if there is any activity that you do in your 24/7 outside those five elements. Nothing. Nothing. You are doing all the time manipulating and maintaining and trying to use those five elements. You eat for the body, you learn for the mind, whatever for the soul, whatever for whatever, whatever. You go to work to get money, environment, so on. So these are the five. Now he is coming, the message coming to tell you how to use the gift of life with the element of life to come up with the best results. We have to keep that in mind. Also, the content of this message, it says, watch it. God give you the life as opportunity and give you the element of life as a tools. What is the purpose? To qualify yourself, to use them so you can build a character. This character will qualify to Allah mercy in the hereafter. So the purpose of life is to use it to qualify for the next stage. Like when you look at the child in his mother womb, he is preparing the mother womb to live in the womb. No, the mother womb doesn't have a space. The child got a legs. There is nothing to breathe down there. He got a lungs. There is nothing to see. He got eyes. There is nothing to hear. He got ears. There is nothing to hold. He got hands. There is the whole being, the whole creature in the mother womb, never meant it to stay in the mother womb. Am I right? And the minute he goes from one environment to the other, in a second, will adjust to the new environment, coming up from the mother womb to this life. Seconds, and the baby breathing, the heart beating, right? Reflection through the eyes. So actually he was prepared not to live there, he was prepared to live where? In this stage. Never forget that. You are in a bigger womb here, and your watch is ticking to prepare something else out of you. I'm going to talk about it later. Your life is ticking exactly like the mother womb. 24/7, there is a process going on. She's asleep, she is up, she is hungry, she is not. There is a 24/7, there is a timetable for that gate, and guy going to come out. Am I right? After 5 weeks, that's got developed. After 8 weeks, that's developed. 10 weeks, that's developed. Right? Exactly the same way it's supposed to be here. Only thing is you are a bigger womb. And you have to look at yourself this way. I am living in a bigger womb to prepare myself to live in the next one.
The next home.
The next home, or the internal home. And we will know how, and we will know what. Because in the, like I was talking in the mother womb, right? to survive, I needed eyes, I needed hand, I needed this, I needed that. And if the child will be born without those, we call them what? A challenge, handicap.
Challenge.
Challenge, handicap, right? Cannot function right. Exactly in this life, there are things need to be developed. And if you are not developing right, what's going to happen? And the next one. Or you are not going to pass. Or you are not going to pass. There is a lot of drops. Not every pregnancy keep going through. Am I right? Okay. So keep that in mind. The message of Islam is coming to identify to you what you're supposed to do in that bigger ummah called life. This life. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that message, He gave us the choice between following. He said, I give you the curriculum. Right? And what you're going to do with it is up to you. It's your choice. But if you decide to use it, I will help you. If you decide not to use it, I'm not going to interfere. But in either way, you will get the consequence. I'm not going to push you to be good. And I'm not going to push you either to be bad. Right? But you're going to have, like, do you think the baby or the fetus in the mother womb, man is moving? Do you think he's waiting for permission? No, there is a plan, he's going through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want you to put your own plan. I want you to put your own qualification. And you drive for it. The message is the same to the mankind. Some will accept, some will reject. Some will accept and play with it, and they lose. Some they will depend, and the winner going to be one, is the one who will do what? Understand it better and apply it better and hope to be successful. You got the class, you have the same professor, you got the same textbook. You got some students get A's and some flunk, and some get B's and C's and all of that. Right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly the same thing with life. And look at the message of Islam as this. Like I said earlier or mentioned, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the message of Islam as a user guide, that means when you apply the user guide, you will get the best out of your life. And when you get the best out of your life or fulfill the purpose of your life, what happened? You are happy in this life and happy in the hereafter. Because there is a difference, we will learn that a little bit in an advanced class, probably in another class. Is there any difference between pleasure and happiness? I don't know, you tell me.
Pleasure and happiness?
Pleasure and happiness.
Maybe one is a longer state and one is shorter.
Which one?
Happiness is quick. Pleasure is longer.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure is shorter. Happiness tends to be longer.
Okay. In a way, we are in the neighborhood. Both of you. Okay. Happiness related to the soul. Pleasure related to the body. You get a pleasure of eating. Soul doesn't have anything to do with eating. We will talk by detail about that. Happiness is the reward that you get when you do the right thing. The consequence of you get the right thing. God told you to take care of your parents. You are taking care of them. You feel contained. You feel happy. He told you not to steal, and you don't steal. You are happy. He told you not to do this. You don't do it. You are happy. He told you do this, you do it, you are happy. Right? Pleasure related to surviving. Pleasure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created related all the time to surviving. You have a pleasure in eating. That's a surviving. You have a pleasure in the normal relationship. That's a surviving. Am I right? Okay. That's going to be a complete different issues. We will talk about them inshaAllah in another class. But I just want you to know that once you get, when you start to understand and apply the message of Islam, you get the result very quick. Very, very quick. In this life and after. Because there is something called balance. It is not like to purify your soul you have to deny the body needs or the mind needs, like what happened in the Dark Ages. Right? No. Happiness means everybody's happy. Happy. The mind is happy. The body is happy. I'm not talking pleasure. And the soul is happy. Once those three happy, you are happy. And this is, take that logo, please, from me now, and make it light. Never, ever do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. Have you ever seen anyone in life giving excuses for doing the right thing? We never have. But when we give excuses,
it's all you didn't know. You
said, shady.
Yeah.
Shady. When it is, let me explain to you. Let me just let me explain to you, right? This is not how it looks. Right? If you need to explain it, don't do it. If you need to explain it, don't do it. Am I right? If you listen, we all adult here. For even in the most open societies, if somebody having an affair and somebody knocking the door, what happened? Jump from the window.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and when we have a marriage and somebody knocking on the door, what happened? You go and open the door, and maybe the father or the mother, your father, mother, your wife, father and mother, come. Oh, please come on in. And no, you're going to have dinner with us. And why don't you spend the night? It is cold outside. You are welcome. Do you have a relationship with your wife? Yes. But because it is holy, you don't have to give excuse for it. You don't have to give explanation for it. So we never give explanation for doing the right thing according to our nature and the teaching, the way that Allah said it. Even for the most, but if the same man or the same woman having an affair, oh man, you need all kind of explanation and all kind of hiding. Why are you hiding it?
You're hiding.
Why are you hiding it?
Because it's not right.
You said it. It is not right. By what standard? Your conscience. The program that God put in you. We will talk about that by a lot more detail later. Okay. What you need to know also, the message of Islam element is to show you how not to live in peace, but how to prepare yourself to the hereafter. Okay, remember just this element, and I'm going to get back to it. Like in the mother womb, there is something to develop for you to survive the next stage. And this one also, there is something to develop so you can survive next stage. Because your body will be, after 3 days, deteriorated. ended. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gonna resurrect it again for your trial. But that does not mean that's the shape that you're gonna be in it. Because you're the same person, you've been in so many different shapes. One day you were a soul, one day you were a sperm, one day you were a fetus, just a mold. And after that a baby. And after that in this life you took so many different shapes and during your life, right? But every one of those format, it has a job. And once it finish, that format goes. You are not a sperm anymore. But you cannot deny that one day you were a sperm. Or you were a part of an egg. You cannot deny that, right? But you are not a sperm today. Exactly in the next stages, you're not going to be the same person that you are in now. What is it that will be developed here to help you to survive there? We will talk about that by detail. But keep it on mind, even if I make it, I don't get to it soon, you just pop up the question. Okay, so now, what I want is this now. If we want to sum, what is the purpose of the message of Islam? Now, I talked about the element of the message. It has this, it has this, it has. But what is the purpose? Why Allah sent the message? Number one, to be the user guide to build the human character. So it's not for you, like I said, to pray and to fast and to do this. No, these are a tool to be used to build the character. Character has a clear vision to what it needs to do. A clear vision to what is right and what is wrong. A clear vision to know who it's supposed to obey. Clear vision, who is the enemy? Do we know who is our enemy? Okay. Usually the enemy is the one that we don't like. Am I right? But why we don't like?
Maybe he does things. That,
huh?
He does things that you are not satisfied with.
Okay. Usually, I hate. Okay, I just know you today. I don't have any reason to hate you. But there are two reasons. If you want to mess around with one of them, definitely we will hate each other. The first one, if you threat my interest, if you for instance try to take my car, do you think I'm going to like you?
No.
I'm not going to like you. Right?
Right.
You're trying to take my wallet.
You won't like me.
I'm not going to like you at all. Right?
Right.
Okay. So the first element why we hate people is when there is a threat to our interest. Regardless if they are right or wrong. And this is why the people hated most messengers and prophets. Because people felt they are threatened. He is come. I'm having a nightclub. The messenger come and say, that's a forbidden closing. I don't care if what you're saying is right or wrong. Man, you're killing my business. Do you think he's going to like him?
How about if you were king or kaiser?
Here you go. The same thing.
Yeah,
That's the second element that I'm coming into. The second element when you threat my idea about myself. When I have a certain image about myself, and you are coming to thread that image. If I think that I'm the smartest kid on the block, or the most knowledgeable person on the block, or I'm the powerful person, and I come and I see that you have more, or display more, do you think I'm going to like you?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to like you. That's the human or the animal instinct. But what will happen? if you, what God gave you with what God gave me got together, instead of they fighting with each other, they work with each other. Things gonna boom to the right direction. The message is coming and tell you part of the complaint, who is your enemy and how to identify him. It tells you very easy, your enemy is whatever takes you away from God's mercy, whatever diverts you from the message, whatever makes you take the user guide and throw it away and say, I know better. That is your enemy.
Yesterday, I had a business meeting I'm in, and it's from 9:30, and we get no break. It was in a corporate building. And by 11:30, instinctively, I have attitude. I'm very mad.
Why?
I'm calling the Adon in my head, and I need to go pray. And I'm not feeling very good.
Okay. We will talk about this later. It's how to manage your time to do fulfill your obligation. Probably I can talk later because of the... Or it's going to be a whole big package on 103. That's a full-blown study, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so now we need to know, for the purpose of this message, here I have a few minutes. Remember, the purpose of the message is what now? Build character. Only build the character? No. And build the environment that character will live and function in it. Right? Am I right? So now, what is the purpose of the message? Okay, now, what we need to know about the purpose of the message? Building the character. We need to know it, building the character, right? The purpose of the message. And building the environment where this character will function. Because if you are a character, and you are a character, and you are a character, and you are a character, we need something to help us here, how we're going to organize the relationship between us. And that's called Sharia. That's the law. Exactly. The civil system, the social order, the political system, the economic system, and on and on and on. So the Islam is coming for these two, right? So when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking and say, riba, usury is forbidden, is he talking about building the character only or building the environment? Exactly. You see now, he's building this and building that. So you see the environment? Okay. Okay, now, I'm gonna... Inshallah, I will stop here and see what we're going to do after that.